there are habitual axioms, statements, ideas in our culture. And unfortunately, in our world, if you say something long enough in the proper circumstances, it becomes a reality, it becomes something that everyone believes in. And for instance, and what I'm relating this to is the idea of, you know, that's a hard act to follow. You're the opening act. You don't follow any act. You are the opening act every moment of this life. The problem is that you think that you're supposed to be part of some continuity and that you're supposed to be like someone else and do what others do so that you can keep in place that sensation that was produced by the moment you perceived ahead of you. In the beginning was the Word, from Christian scripture. But all scripture speaks of a beginning. But the beginning that's spoken of is not a beginning that starts and ends. It is now. This is the beginning, right while I'm speaking to you. And you are either in your chair in the beginning or you are at the end. And if you're at the end, you're trying to follow an act. You are not followers, but you live as them. You follow your thoughts, you follow your fears, you follow everything that passes through the mind that represents some form of pattern or sense of continuity. And in that familiarity, you seek freedom. Mm-hmm. There's no freedom in familiarity. Familiarity is a gilded cage. But you have to see this. You have to wake up, recognize, you know what? Fear made me say that's a hard act to follow if I say it. If I'm thinking I have to hold up something at some point so that others see me in some fashionable or favorable light, I'm an individual being crushed by my own mind, not the condition I'm trying to appear wise in. Are you afraid of being the opening act? I think so. And I think it's because you think all the lights are on you. So it's the very desire to be special that creates your fear. Mm-hmm. Only God is good.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit, Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.